Greetings, pilgrims walking together through the Book of Esther as part of our dynamic duo daily reading series covering the Book of Esther, and then we'll move on to the Book of Daniel. Two great stories of the Bible, captivating your attention, and you're salivating for today's episode, I know, so we'll move along quickly. We've got the candle burning. The pineapple cilantro has almost burnt down, but it's flaring. The monks are going crazy, as you can tell. I think they had what I had for breakfast this morning, this cup of coffee. Today I'm drinking a homemade cafe au lait. Just about half steamed milk, half coffee. Can you tell? All right, we're up to episode 8, entitled The King Honors Mordecai. Now there's a turn of fate. It's chapter 6 of the Book of Esther, from verse 1 through the last verse, 14. It's the 6th chapter. The King Honors Mordecai. And remembering where we left off, Haman had planned to kill Mordecai. So there's your turn of fate. And I'd rather have the king on my side, to be honest, than the second in command, as we're going to find out. But Haman's wife, Zeresh, advised Haman to set up the gallows and execute this Jew that's perturbed him, this Jew Mordecai, before the next banquet. And that's the plan. So we pick it up there. The king honors Mordecai, chapter 6. That night, the king had trouble sleeping. So he ordered an attendant to bring the historical records of his kingdom so they could be read to him. In those records, he discovered an account of how Mordecai had exposed the plot of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the eunuchs who guarded the door to the king's private quarters. They had plotted to assassinate the king. What reward or recognition did we ever give Mordecai for this? The king asked. His attendants replied, "Nothing has been done." "Who is that in the outer court?" the king inquired. Now, as it happened, Haman had just arrived in the outer court of the palace to ask the king to hang Mordecai from the gallows he had prepared. So the attendants replied to the king, "Haman is out there. Bring him in," the king ordered. So Haman came in, and the king said, "What should I do to honor a man who truly pleases me?" Haman thought to himself, "Whom would the king wish to honor more than me?" So he replied, "If the king wishes to honor someone, he should bring out one of the king's own royal robes, as well as the king's own horse with a royal emblem on its head. Instruct one of the king's most noble princes to dress the man in the king's robe and to lead him through the city square on the king's own horse. Have the prince shout as they go, 'This is what happens to those the king wishes to honor.'" "Excellent," the king said to Haman. "Hurry and get the robe and my horse and do just as you have said. For Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the gate of the palace, do not fail to carry out everything you have suggested." So Haman took the robe and put it on Mordecai, placed him on the king's own horse, and led him through the city square, shouting, "This is what happens to those the king wishes to honor." Afterward, Mordecai returned to the palace gate, But Haman hurried home, dejected and completely humiliated. When Haman told his wife Zeresh and all his friends what had happened, they said, "Since Mordecai, this man who has humiliated you, is a Jew, you will never succeed in your plans against him. It will be fatal to continue to oppose him." While they were still talking, the king's eunuchs arrived to take Haman to the banquet Esther had prepared. And thus concludes episode 8 of our walk through the book of Esther together. And now we're going to transition to today's devotional. We have silenced the monks. The candle is still burning. The coffee is still nice and warm. We've got a good little short devotion today. It's from In Touch Ministries. And it's an audio devotion, so I'll be playing it. And it's called The Burden of False Guilt. And it's really important to listen to this, because I think it speaks to many of us in how we hold ourselves guilty for things that really aren't important, that we in fact have created as criteria for ourselves, rules for ourselves, but not that God has. So, The Burden of False Guilt from In Touch Ministries.
Here's today's In Touch Devotion.
Today's scripture reading is verse 10 of Galatians chapter 1. "For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ."
Guilt is an emotional response to wrongdoing. We should feel the Lord's conviction when we disobey His commandments, or even when we break civil laws that do not contradict God's laws. But there's another kind of guilt that is not from the Lord, but from man. Called false guilt, it has different forms. Legalism is a form of religion that holds firmly to man-made rules rather than to Christ. It has no power for salvation or transformation, but instead enslaves people to false guilt when they fail to keep the rules. Perfectionism is a burden we place upon ourselves. If we don't perform to our self-made standards, we feel like failures and can't forgive ourselves. However, Christians are commanded to live for Christ, not for themselves and their own expectations. Trying to please people is another source of false guilt. This could develop in the home, workplace, school, church, or anywhere that others place demands on us. Of course, the ideal is always to treat others with love and kindness. But with false guilt, the solution is to please God, not people. When guilt comes, evaluate its source. Is it from God or man?
All right. Wasn't that wonderful? A nice short little devotion about the guilt we can create for ourselves in our own hearts and minds. But we're not called to live by our own criteria or other people's criteria, or even in some cases the criteria of the world, but we are called to live according to Christ and the will of God. And that concludes today's session. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks to everyone who participated in the Zoom discussion group last night. Another wonderful session, and we especially appreciate those guests who come from faraway places to bring their spirit and their heart and their insights to us, and that's how we grow in community. We'll be back tomorrow. It'll be episode 9. When the king takes a drastic action against one of his most highest placed second in commands, if you know what I'm saying. I'll leave the rest to you. That's the tease. I hope you have a blessed Thursday, and we shall meet again tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you. Amen.